Hello and welcome to episode 25 of Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. I'm Curly Seifert, the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I'm thrilled to have you joining me today for Musical Discoveries. Today's episode is brought to you by my free parent-child piano workshop, in which you'll learn everything you need to know to play your first song at the piano. You can register for this free interactive workshop at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/25, where I'm going to include the link to register for that. So again, you'll find that link at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/25. Many different things inspire the music of composers in the past and present. Sometimes it is a person or a romance or a scene in nature. Other times it might be a well-known fairy tale or a story that a composer tells with his or her music. And sometimes it is animals that inspire composers. Can you guess which animal this piece by Rossini is about? If you guessed a cat, then you're correct. Well, actually, it's two cats. The piece you're listening to is called Funny Cat's Duet. A duet is a composition for two performers. In this case, those two performers are sopranos, whose voices sing the higher pitches in music. These voices sing one lyric over and over, meow. Now, as you listen to the conversation of these two cats, do you think they get along? The piece starts as a simple back and forth conversation, but as you listen, it sounds a bit like the cats are competing against each other, and the main theme that the piece started with gets a bit more bouncy and a little bit chaotic and wild. It is thought that the composer of this piece, Rossini, who was known for his operas, got tired of how show-offy sopranos would be during performances, ignoring the text and music that he had written for them, and instead doing their own thing. Now, regardless of whether he wrote it as a joke on the sopranos, the existence of the piece itself proves that Rossini surely had a sense of humor. The piece you are listening to now is a concerto for the organ by famous Baroque composer George Frideric Handel. A concerto is an instrumental composition that features a soloist. In this piece, it's a solo organ playing with an orchestra. The orchestra Handel wrote this piece for included two oboes, a bassoon, and stringed instruments. There are four movements or parts of this concerto, and the movement you're listening to now earned the concerto in F major the nickname of the cuckoo and the nightingale. Listen closely. Do you hear the bird songs? Thank you. Carnival of the Animals by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, we're introduced to many different animals in this fun and humorous musical suite or collection of 14 movements. Share several movements from this musical suite in this week's listening calendar, which I'll give you details about in just a minute. But let's have a listen to the opening piece of Carnival of the Animals, which starts with an introduction and Royal March of the Lion. What instruments do you hear? In this first part of the suite, we hear two pianos as well as stringed instruments going back and forth with a stately march theme. Can you picture the lion making his entrance? Composer Camille Saint-Saëns worried that this fun and lighthearted suite would ruin his reputation as a serious composer, so he banned most of it from being performed publicly until after he died, only allowing the majority of it to be performed for private audiences. It is now one of his most famous, well-known works. I have a free 5-day online music camp all about Carnival of the Animals that I'm going to link to in this episode's show notes if you'd like to learn more about this fun collection of animal-inspired works. You can find the link to register for that at busykidstopiano.com/podcast/25. I'm also linking to this week's listening calendar, which is a playlist of performances that I've curated for you on YouTube having to do with this episode's theme, songs inspired by animals. So again, lots of goodies for you in this week's show notes at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/25. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I look forward to seeing you again in 2 weeks for more musical discoveries on the Busy Kids Love Music podcast. Bye for now.